This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, who is the big winner? It reminds me of, New Hampshire reminds me of the Saturday Night Live skit last Saturday after the Iowa debacle for Democrats. They can't even count. I've always said Democrats can't count. They think 2 plus 2 equals 12. They can't count. If they could count, they wouldn't be for the taxes they're for. Latest study came out, and it showed everybody is running away from all the states with the highest taxes and the most lawyers. The two most destructive things in the history of America, maybe they're instructive and destructive, everybody runs away from lawyers and taxes. And yet, Democrats want more lawyers and more taxes and more lawsuits and more government. What's government filled with? Lawyers. What are government bureaucrats? Lawyers. That's why we hate them all. Can't stand Democrats, can't stand government. And so they had a skit on Saturday Night Live that showed the Iowa debacle, where they couldn't count. And they showed each candidate, made them all look like raving lunatics. And then they said at the end to the analyst, who won? He said, Trump. Trump won the Democrat caucus in Iowa because Democrats looked that bad. I would say the same thing about New Hampshire. Trump won. Trump wasn't running against anybody. So who'd come out and vote for a guy who has no opponent? Trump could have had a vote of one, and he would have won, basically, for all intents and purposes. So when you hear the outcome, it's amazing. First of all, Bernie Sanders is supposed to win by a mile. In most polls, he was up by 15 points in New Hampshire, and he didn't win by a mile. He was supposed to win Iowa. He was up comfortably, and I think the Democrats screwed him and fixed it so Mayor Pete would win, and he did win the delegate count, but Bernie did win the most votes. But in New Hampshire, Bernie was supposed to win by a landslide. He barely hung on and beat Mayor Pete, which is interesting in and of itself, because one of my buddies is like a secret, sly Republican. He's like me, a Jewish Republican conservative businessman who donates lots of money to Democrats so he gets to sit at tables at major Democrat fundraising events and hear what they're saying and report back to me. And he called me today and he said, Wayne, the last couple events I've been at, I've been sitting with the biggest big shots in the DNC. And they all say, we can't let Bernie win. We've got to make it Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete Butthead, as I call him. It's got to be Mayor Pete from South Bend. Can you imagine? That's what Democrats are thinking. Got to fix the process for Mayor Pete, just like they fixed it in 2016 for Hillary Clinton. He was sitting at the table, the big boys' table, with all the big shots of the DNC, and that's what they told him. It can't be Bernie. And they all know now that Bloomberg is out of it because of what he said about black people. As I started to tell you at the end of that opening segment, but I didn't have much time left. My board op was in my ear going, 10, 9, 8. Look, I don't disagree with Mayor Bloomberg. You got to go where all the crime is. If your stats tell you that all the crime is in neighborhood A happens to be black, so what? Send all the cops to neighborhood A, and you know that all the criminals are 18 to 25 years old. All the stats tell you that. Those are facts. Those aren't dream opinions. Those are facts. It's all in this neighborhood, and the kids under 25 commit all the crimes. So if you throw them all up against the wall, you're going to find guns and knives and marijuana and drugs and cut down on crime and send them off to jail. But the way you say it is that these neighborhoods that are black and minority are filled with almost all good people. 99% of the people in a black or Hispanic neighborhood are good people, hardworking people, taxpayers, American citizens that I love, that I want to recruit to become Republicans one day. And I'm going to send the police there to root out, excuse the pun, the bad guys. And I'm going to defend the good people of that district. That's how you explain it. You don't say that all criminals are black. You know, oh yeah, sure, if it's 1% you're talking about, but 99% of black people are good, hardworking, wonderful people. And so that's the way to say it. Bloomberg said it very harshly. By the way, he's a very boring guy. He's a very offensive guy. He's Donald Trump, just as offensive as Trump, with none of the personality, none of the charisma, none of the energy. What does that leave you? A boring, offensive guy. So this guy's got no shot. But he wasn't wrong in what he said. He was wrong in how he said it. But if a Republican says it, if Wayne Root says it, if Donald Trump says it, hey, the crime is in the black neighborhood. We got to send all the cops to the black neighborhood. Stop and frisk will help save lives of black homeowners, black shop owners. That's not racist. That's being pro-black. That's helping black constituents and black voters and black taxpayers. That's a good thing. And I think they'd all appreciate that. He said it in such an offensive, harsh way. And I don't believe you could win the Democrat primary saying things like that, number one. And number two, if Trump or any Republican or Wayne Root had said it, career ender, end of your political career. They call Trump the biggest racist of all time. So Bloomberg's not going to get anywhere now in the Democrat primary, even with spending hundreds of millions of dollars. But Donald Trump got somewhere in New Hampshire last night. It was amazing. With 70% of precincts reporting, Trump had already beaten the vote totals for every incumbent United States president in the last four decades in New Hampshire primaries. Amazing. And then with 90% of the vote counted, I've been busy all day and I haven't seen the final counts. I assume they've got 100% counted now, but I haven't even had time. All I could tell you is with 90% of the precincts counted, President Trump got 110,717 votes in New Hampshire last night. So let's think about this. He is an incumbent United States president running for re-election. Who were the last incumbent presidents running for re-election? Well, Barack Obama in 2012, George W. Bush in 2004, Bill Clinton in 1996. So over the last four decades, there were those incumbents who went on to win. Because Clinton was reelected in 96, Bush was reelected in 04, Obama was reelected in 12. And so how did they do in New Hampshire? Clinton got 76,000 votes running for reelection. George Bush got 52,000. Barack Obama got 49,000. And President Donald Trump, running against nobody, got 110,717. What does that tell you? A red wave is coming. A landslide is coming all over this country. Republican voters, good, hardworking American patriots are coming out in numbers never seen before. But one guy in the whole country told you when Biden was up by 20 that he was done, finished, stick a fork in him, and that's yours truly. CNN reporter said he spoke to over 100 voters in New Hampshire, couldn't find a single one voting for Joe Biden. Joe, you're done, man. I'm the guy who went on TV, stuck my neck out, and said he's done. He's finished. He can't win. I remember when Bill O'Reilly, and I'm the biggest Bill O'Reilly fan in the world. I love Bill. Bill was on my show twice a week for what, a year and a half? I love Bill. Bill's one of my heroes, my mentor. But it doesn't mean he's always right. Bill kept saying Biden will be the nominee. And I kept saying Biden will not be the nominee. There's no way Biden's the nominee. You must not be seeing the same election as me. Biden is an old, straight white man. In a Democrat party, it doesn't like old straight white men. And Biden can't speak anymore. When you hear him speak at speeches and debates, he is awful. He is horrible. I believe he's got dementia. I said that. Went out on a limb. And I'm not a doctor, so I'm not diagnosing him. I'm telling you, it looks to me, let's put it this way, mildly, on the lightest possible way to say it, Joe Biden is very old and way past his prime, and all his best days are behind him, and he doesn't have to debate anymore, and he doesn't have to give a good speech anymore. The old Joe Biden gave great stem-winded speeches, stem-binding speeches, stem-bender speeches. The old Joe Biden would give a great speech to a blue-collar crowd, and they'd like him in Pennsylvania, in Delaware, that area, right? But the Joe Biden of today, history and time has passed him by. So I saw that when others didn't. And so that's the best case scenario. The worst case is something's really wrong with Joe. He just doesn't sound right, and he says ridiculous things, and he tells long-winded stories about things from 70 years ago. It's just embarrassing. Embarrassing. Everything he says sounds just not quite right. So I knew he wasn't going anywhere, but you can't even find a Biden supporter. And Biden's donors are panicking and running for the doors, and they're looking for other candidates to support. It's all over for Joe Biden. And I called it. And I always said from day one on this show, on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio, that Trump will come out of impeachment stronger and win a landslide electoral victory, and Joe Biden will be the one victim of impeachment because it's all about his son, Hunter, and him being completely corrupt. And the Democrats threw him under the bus, in my opinion, on purpose. Don't forget, I saw something no one else saw, that he was vice president of the United States for 8 years, Joe Biden. And he was Obama's vice president for 8 years, his right-hand man for 8 years, his good buddy for 8 years. And Obama wouldn't endorse him no matter what. Joe's been announced as a candidate now for like a year and a half. Biden could not get Obama to endorse him. I knew Obama knew something that the rest of us didn't, that Joe Biden is A, corrupt, and B, can't speak well anymore, and C, can't debate anymore, and D, isn't himself anymore. He's just an old, tired man, maybe with dementia, or maybe just time has passed him by and he's slow. And that's not really a terrible statement, because look, I'm 58 years old. I'm still in my prime. But 20 years from now, when I'm 78, it may be time for Newsmax to pull a hook out and pull me off the air, right? When you're 78, some guys aren't the same as 58. Who knows? 20 years from now, what I'm like. All I could tell you is Joe Biden's finished. Bernie Sanders is a radical communist nutcase. Mayor Pete's a joke. And so who's left? Mike Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg just said, all blacks are criminals, all criminals are blacks. Basically what he said, throw them up against the wall and frisk them. And if you find pot, send them to jail forever. I'm going to be a little liberal here. If you threw every white kid up against the wall in every urban neighborhood, you'd probably find pot with most of them too. So I kind of agree with liberals. It's not right to throw every kid up against the wall. If you find pot and then ruin their lives and ruin their college ability to get scholarships or ability to even get a student loan, it's kind of unfair. Mayor Bloomberg should have just either defended it, but now he goes the opposite way and says we never should have done it. He can't win. See you in a minute. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code. And I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The Root's on fire. And the Trump's on fire. This show comes to you from the world-famous War Room. Deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. If you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on this show. By the way, breaking news. I don't know how to tell you this. I know you're going to be devastated. I don't know how to keep from crying. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Deval Patrick has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. Oh, my God. Who's Deval Patrick? So many people have dropped out that I've never heard of, that I didn't know were running, that I know you didn't know were running. I mean, I study this stuff for a living. I talk politics and study politics 24 hours a day. I barely ever. These guys, I know who's running, but I never hear from them. This guy Bennett, the senator from Colorado, Michael Bennett. Name some other names no one ever heard of. Marianne Williamson, the spiritual guru. There was a congressman named Delaney. I heard of all of them. I knew they claimed they were running. I never saw them ever on the stump. I never saw them anywhere. It's the most ridiculous thing. Deval Patrick has dropped out of the race. Did anyone ever know he was in it? Who's the most unlucky man in America today? Deval Patrick. Because Obama was president. Obama was president with no accomplishments except that he was African-American and a very glib guy and a very charismatic guy, and America felt like it was time to show her past racism. That's why Obama was elected. He'd never done anything in his life. There were no achievements of any kind when he got elected to the Senate, and in the Senate he did absolutely nothing. Never passed a bill with his name on it. And the only thing he accomplished in the Senate was proving that he was a socialist to the left of Bernie Sanders. Did you know that? I might be the only guy in America who talks about this. there's a group out there like We Have Heritage Foundation that rates conservative Republican senators for how, you know, on a 1 to 100 scale, how conservative you are. And I've always been a guy, I'd be 100. You know, it was 100? Ted Cruz is 100. I'd be 100. I'm Mr. Conservative. But there's a liberal group, I don't remember what the name is, might be the Brookings Institute, I don't know. They rate you on how liberal you are, of the Democrat senators. Barack Obama was to the left of Bernie Sanders, the only socialist in the U.S. Senate. He was to the left of a socialist. And he ruined the American economy, and he just was one of the worst presidents in history. Now along comes another African-American who, instead of being completely unaccomplished, is very accomplished. Deval Patrick was the governor of Massachusetts. Obama was nothing. Nothing. Mayor Pete is nothing. He's a mayor of a small, failed town. Right? He's a failed mayor of a small town. Better way to put it. South Bend isn't failed, but Mayor Pete failed as mayor. Terrible job. Deval Patrick was actually a governor of a major state. And from all things I've heard, did a fairly okay job. So, being African-American, if we never elected the first African-American president in Obama, guess who might be the leading candidate for president of the United States right now? Deval Patrick. But Obama came first, and now nobody cares. There's no novelty to being the first African-American, because you're not the first. We've already got one. Obama did a lousy job, so nobody ever cared about Deval Patrick. Most unlucky guy in America, in my opinion. No one even knew he was running. Did you ever see an ad? I guess he never raised any money. So here's the important thing about Trump, okay? He outdid Obama by a mile. He outdid Reagan by a mile. He outdid Bill Clinton by a mile. All incumbent presidents in New Hampshire, he outdid him by a mile. And the reason why is Democrats' worst nightmare. A majority of Americans now say they're better off than in past elections. 61% say they're better off than 3 years ago. 61% of Americans say they're better off than 3 years ago, a higher percentage than in prior election years when the incumbent president was running. In the 92, 96, 2004 election cycles, exactly half said they were better off. And all of them won, right? In three separate measures during the 2012 election cycle, an average of 45% under Obama, 45% said they were better off. The current results from a January 16th to 29th Gallup poll echo record highs measured earlier in January in America's satisfaction with the way things are going in their personal life and in their assessments of their personal finances. You know, everybody just kind of feels the same thing. Things are pretty darn good. I'm feeling good about myself, my job, my finances, my income. More and more people are saying that. Guess what, Democrats? You can't beat that. You can't beat it. You tried it with Reagan. It didn't work. You're not going to work with Trump either. You can't beat a great economy, and this is a great economy. All right, coming up next, Prostate Guide for Men is the sponsor of this show and this segment of the show, and their message is coming up next. Great friend of mine. For many, many years, I've stayed at his house in Los Angeles, and he is the owner of Prostate Guide for Men, and he has studied every single prostate pill out there, and he could tell you which ones work and which ones are pure garbage. Costs $25 to buy his product at Amazon. You get it free right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democratic-led House Budget Committee is ripping President Trump's budget proposal. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, President Trump's budget breaks many of his promises.
Less than a week after promising Medicare and Social Security would be safe from harsh budget cuts, the president went and proposed slashing $500 billion from Medicare, knowing it would hurt seniors and cut Social Security by at least $24 billion.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican and Budget Ranking Committee member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the president for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
Another record day on Wall Street as the Dow improved 275 points to finish at 29,551. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you. you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, there's no... Let me give you my take on why they all hate Bernie Sanders, then I'll get to my guest, who's going to give you some inside scoop about New Hampshire last night and about the future of the Democrat Party and who the nominee may be and who all the insiders are saying the nominee is going to be. It's not going to be Bernie Sanders. Let me give you the hint. That's what the insiders say. I say the more that they try and steal it from Bernie and stop you from voting for Bernie, the more that Bernie has a greater chance of being the nominee. Same thing happened in New Hampshire. They interviewed a bunch of people who said they don't want Bernie. That's why I voted for Bernie. I think you're playing with fire here, Democrats. But I want to tell you why I think all of them hate Bernie. Obama hates Bernie. Hillary hates Bernie. Biden hates Bernie. They all hate Bernie. Why? They're all just as radical as Bernie. They all have socialist tendencies. The entire Democrat Party is a socialist party now. They all love Fidel Castro and Cuba and Venezuela. They want to ruin this country. They hate America. But they don't say that, right? AOC says it. Ilhan Omar says it. Rashida Tlaib says it. And Bernie says it. They're all lumped together. They're radicals. The Democrat Party knows they're going down to a landslide defeat if they let a radical win. But only because those guys tell the truth and tell it like it is and admit proudly they're socialists and they hate America. So that's what scares them all. But Obama isn't any different. Obama was to the left of Bernie in his voting record in the U.S. Senate. He's more socialist than the socialist. Yet he says, oh, we can't have Bernie's the nominee. Why? Because Obama knew that to get elected, you got to lie. It's all about PR. It's about the way you act. It's about your style. It's about wear a nice suit. Be a handsome guy. Parade your wife, kids, and your dog, Bo. And make sure everybody loves you. And when they ask you if you're a socialist, say, that's silly. I'm not a socialist. I'm a moderate. I love capitalism. All of them are trained to lie. Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, they're all Marxist socialists trained to lie and act like moderates. But their background tells you the truth. Obama was a Marxist. Hillary was a Marxist. John Kerry a Marxist. But they acted and campaigned as moderates, so it scares them. And I compared it in my radio show early to like a gay man that hid being gay in the 1990s and makes it to the top of a major corporation, makes millions of dollars a year, and all of a sudden a gay guy comes out of the closet and admits he's gay. That's a threat. And that gay guy suddenly didn't like the one who's out. This is what's happening with the Democrat Party. Obama is in the closet, but he's a socialist. Hillary's in the closet, but she's a socialist. And they're all scared of the guy who's proud to come out of the closet, Bernie, and admit he's a socialist and say, I will do socialist policies. I will make America a socialist country. I do have a socialist agenda. I will defend Fidel Castro. He's not a bad guy. I will defend Venezuela. Bernie is just telling the truth, and they don't like it. Anyway, that's my take on why they don't like Bernie. Let's bring our guest on. Steve Messing is the co-founder of PolitiChatter, which is a great new alternative to Twitter and Facebook. And they took a chance with Wayne Root. And we've got almost 150,000 followers for Wayne Root now at PolitiChatter. And the liberal opposition in Silicon Valley trying to put him out of business, trying to kill their all their business and all their ability to find new people. Since Steve came on my show and announced to the world, see, there's the proof that Twitter was shadow banning Wayne Root. Wayne never got any new fans or followers at Twitter over 3 years on national TV. And in a matter of a month and a half on PolitiChatter, I have about 150,000 new followers. So, Steve, you are a breath of fresh air. Thank you for PolitiChatter.
Well, thank you for letting me come on the show again, because, boy, do we got big news coming out of this whole mayhem known as politics 2020, baby.
All right, so you got inside scoop about New Hampshire last night. First of all, let's talk about the crossovers, the independents and Democrats that crossed over to vote for President Donald John Trump. Tell us about it.
Yeah, okay, here's the big thing. If you look back at the 2016 numbers and you look at the primary, you're going to see a big number, a 60-40 split between Sanders and Clinton on that voting side. Now, granted, there's only two people plus the other people that were running. And, of course, your incumbents and whatnot. So what you've got here is you've got this voting block of 400,000 people. Well, where do they all go on the Democrat side? Obviously, not to Bernie Sanders, not to Buttigieg, that were separated by 1.3%. All of a sudden, as you stated earlier, Donald Trump captured 129,000 votes.
How many of them were crossover? How many of them were Democrats crossing over to Trump?
Right now, we're trying to put a firm number on it, but it's in the neighborhood of 40 to 50,000 Democrats switch party on day of, because in New Hampshire, you can change your party on day of and vote. Independents can become Republicans on day of. You don't have to do this ahead of time.
So let me talk about the significance of this. In 2012, Obama was running for re-election as president of the United States. He was already president, running for re-election. He got 49,000 Democrat votes in the primary, in the New Hampshire primary. You're telling me that Donald Trump got between 40 and 50,000 Democrats, which is as many or maybe even more than Obama got in his entire vote total in 2012 as the sitting president of the United States. Trump got that many Democrats to vote for him last night. That is amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. And
wow,
it could actually be higher. There's some irregularities that we are trying to hammer out before we put it out there. We started the story on PolitiChatter.com where we're talking about it. And we're waiting to firm up these things. But in the meantime, while we were digging into that, something else comes into the crosshairs. And we talked about this before I came on.
All right, let me set the plate. You have an inside scoop. You've spoken to one of them. I know the name, but we're not going to say it on the air. You've spoken to probably one of the two or three most important Republican insiders in the United States of America, in all of Republican politics, and he has heard some things that are about to happen as far as people who are going to drop out of the Democrat side and who they're going to endorse and where they're going to send their voters. So go ahead and educate us what the inside scoop is, the rumors from one of the biggest insiders in the country. Go ahead, shoot.
Okay. Well, as we all know, Joe Biden didn't do so well. In fifth place.
Biden's done. Stick a fork in him.
Biden's done, so he's going to throw his weight behind Pete Buttigieg.
Really? So if Biden drops out, if he does badly in Nevada and South Carolina,
he's
done.
He's not going to make it to South Carolina. He might not even make Nevada. This may happen midweek next week.
All right. So, but the word you've heard is Biden's going to drop out and he's going to throw his support to Mayor Pete. Okay. Let's move to Elizabeth Warren. What's going to happen with Elizabeth Warren?
Elizabeth Warren is out of money. She is throwing her support behind Amy Klobuchar,
who came in third in New Hampshire in a big surprise. So now Klobuchar is the big star of the Democrat Party to beat Bernie Sanders, I guess. And then you've heard it's going to go to a brokered convention, which seems obvious now, because Bernie will not get enough delegates to be the clear-cut winner. So now we have a brokered convention, and your insider, one of the top people in American politics, has told you what's going to happen at that brokered convention?
The whole money behind this whole thing, the reason why Bloomberg is involved in this mix, is he's committed a large chunk. I'm not going to give you the dollar figure on the air, but it's a large chunk that I talked to you about off the air that is there to stymie
Donald Trump. Well, and Donald Trump, too. He wants to kill Trump at the same time. With one shot, right?
The whole end game is they know that Bernie Sanders cannot beat Donald Trump.
Right.
They know that Klobuchar cannot beat Donald Trump.
Right. So if there's a brokered convention, go ahead and get to the point here, Steve. Come on. If there's a brokered convention, who does the insider believe will be the nominee for the Democrat Party?
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
And the vice president for Hillary Clinton?
Amy Klobuchar.
All right, so you have an all-woman ticket. That's the only chance they think they've got at this point. They know it's a Hail Mary. Remember when Roger Staubach threw the Hail Mary to Drew Pearson? They invented that phrase. When you're down, you have no chance. The clock's about to run out. You need a miracle. You throw a Hail Mary. They need a miracle. They can't beat Trump. They know that Hillary alone isn't going to beat Trump in a rematch, not with the Trump economy. Hillary older, looking worse, weaker, sick. There's no way she beats Trump again. But maybe, just maybe, if they announce an all-woman ticket and Klobuchar has caught fire during the primaries, then it's two women and they want all of America's women to vote for the women, and all of a sudden maybe they could squeak by Trump in a popular vote while Trump still wins the Electoral College. Who knows? It's a Hail Mary. That's what the insiders are saying. Hillary Clinton, we can't get rid of her. Oh my gosh.
The only reason why Klobuchar has agreed to this inside thing is because the first thought was that Hillary would be the VP, but Amy feels safer not being in the seat where she can be replaced.
And I know Steve's on the right track here because my buddy was sitting at the table with some of the top people at the DNC, and they all said whatever they have to do to stop Bernie Sanders, they're going to do. They all said they're throwing his support to Mayor Pete. But there's no way Mayor Pete, he looks like a 12-year-old. He's never accomplished anything in his life. America isn't falling in love with the idea of a first husband. Come on, ridiculous. All right, Steve of PolitiChatter.com. Steve Metzing, really appreciate you coming on with the Inside Scoop. Thank you. And the results of New Hampshire. Trump did great. Up next, message from my sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams. If you're a guy and you got thinning hair, you want to look good again, feel good again, get that edge back, feel confident, here's the guy that could do it for you and give you a free vacation in Las Vegas, too. My man, the main man of Las Vegas, Dr. Joe Williams.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe, and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve a historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a few things to tie up in the last segment. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. First of all of you, I hope, know by now that my show is moving time slots. Newsmax is recommitted to me. Nice new contract, which is great, which means you're going to be watching me for a long time to come, and we're going to move to 10 o'clock East Coast time, 9 o'clock Central, 7 p.m. West Coast time. So first of all, thank you, Newsmax. I love being on the show. I love being on this network. I love talking to all of you every night. It's my favorite thing to do. You're like my family, and we've now recommitted to a longer time slot. That's great, and a different time slot, 10 at night East Coast time, 7 o'clock West Coast time. And I think it's a great slot, especially on the West Coast, where people are driving home listening to my radio show. But now they can come home when they get home, make dinner, and sit down and watch the TV show, too. It's a twofer, the price of one. Now, all my radio listeners, nothing is changing. We're still staying the same 3 hours on the radio, just so you understand. 3 to 6 o'clock on the West Coast, afternoon drive, 5 to 8 Central Time, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and 6 to 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Nothing's changing, but the TV show is moving to 10 p.m. East Coast time, 9 Central, 7 p.m. West. I keep telling you that Joe Biden has a problem. I don't know if it's dementia. I don't know. Or perhaps it's just time has passed him by and he's not sharp anymore. It doesn't mean you have dementia. It just means your brain is aged and you're just not the same. Joe Biden said something very confusing again today. He does it all the time. He left New Hampshire early, and he headed to South Carolina, and then he gave a speech in South Carolina today, and he told a crowd that Barack Obama won against an incumbent president in 2008. He says all these Democrats who won against incumbents, from Jimmy Carter to a guy named Clinton to a guy named Obama, my good friend, guess what? They all had overwhelming African-American support. Now, I understand you got to make the best of a bad situation. Iowa's all white, you got crunched. New Hampshire's all white, you got crunched. You're running for your life to South Carolina. Your donors are abandoning you. And what do you say? You say, it's all up to black voters now. That's the only chance you have is black voters. So you make a statement like that. Well, first of all, Barack Obama in 2008 ran against John McCain and was not an incumbent president of the United States. So it's a total, complete lie. Second of all, you called Obama my good friend. Your good friend Obama, 8 years as your president, well, you were vice president, would not endorse you for president of the United States no matter what you did, no matter who you spoke to. You couldn't make him ever endorse you. He wouldn't budge, and he still won't endorse you. So he's not your good friend. And he wasn't running against an incumbent. So once again, you're either a liar, or you don't know what you're saying anymore, or you've got some sort of problem going on, some sort of mental problem. All right, next. Democrats claim they've got some moderates. They claim Mayor Pete's moderate. They claim Bloomberg's moderate. They claim Amy Klobuchar's moderate. There are no moderates in the Democrat Party. I told you 2 weeks ago, I read you my column about Mike Bloomberg and his transgender agenda. Unbelievable. So far to the left, the most left of anyone in history. His tax agenda, his spending agenda, all of it very far beyond what Obama did in his 8 years as president. And now we heard about, I think it was 2 days ago I read you, some of the highlights of Mike Bloomberg's illegal immigration agenda. Also, open borders, let everybody in, let's investigate ICE, let's suspend all of Donald Trump's programs. Mayor Pete, I've read you a column, I would say probably 6 or 8 months ago, about how radical he is. He wants to be president of the United States. Instead, he should be perp walked in handcuffs out of the latest rally and sent straight to prison. He should be indicted tomorrow. He invented a phone tree. Mayor Pete in South Bend invented a phone tree and coordinated it and put it in place so that there would be a phone with a recording saying ICE is coming, and they dial every illegal alien in the city of South Bend and let them know ICE is on the way, hide in your home and lock the doors and don't answer the door. Folks, that's aiding and abetting criminals who are in the United States illegally. I don't care if you like it or not. It's part of the United States Constitution. You can't be in the country illegally. You can't aid and abet an illegal alien against a federal government agency, ICE. That makes you a criminal. Mayor Pete is a criminal. He's extreme. He did an interview a couple of days ago where he said he wants to legalize all drugs. And the interviewer said, all drugs? And this is a liberal guy, too, the interviewer. All drugs? You mean you'd make heroin and meth? Nobody could go to jail for having heroin and meth? He said, that's right. That's right. And the guy said, but you do know a lot of dealers get arrested. They're trafficking and dealing in drugs, and they get arrested, and they plead down to possession. So someone who's got a meth lab and is making meth will plead down to possession of meth, and you'll say they don't have jail time. He said, that's right. Oh, he's real moderate. And finally, Amy Klobuchar calls herself moderate, but she promises a welcome for all the world's migrants. Okay, these are the moderates of the party. She's promising to tear down President Trump's border reforms that have almost stopped the northward flow of poor migrants to America's workplaces and neighborhoods and schools and hospitals. And they've raised wages and they've opened opportunities for Americans who, before that, couldn't even get a job. Now you can get a job. That's why black America has the lowest unemployment ever. That's why legal Hispanic America has the lowest unemployment ever. Donald Trump has built a wall. It's a human wall of Mexican military and Mexican National Guard on the northern and southern border, and nobody's getting through. Our wages are up. There's more jobs than ever, more opportunities than ever. People are doing great in this country. And she wants to undo it all and wants to welcome more in. These people are all crazy. Certifiable insane. Show's over for the night. God bless all the cops. God bless all of the military, active duty and veterans. We love you all. Wainwright loves you and appreciates every single one of you for the sacrifices you've made. Up next, as the show ends, don't go running away. Don't go changing the dial. My Doctor Suggests is next. Coronavirus in the news. These guys have something that's a great defense against flu and virus right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.